KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. In high school sports over the weekend, through the raindrops, some high school baseball and softball was played on the weekend. In softball, regular season action saw IKM Manning defeat Exira EHK 7-0. Also Saturday at the Creston Softball Classic, it was Atlantic over Nottoway Valley 3-1. Dallas Center Grimes downing Atlantic 4-1. It was Trainer over Clarinda 6-5. Nottoway Valley beating Clarinda 6-0. Creston over Trainer 9-0. Creston beat Dallas Center Grimes in 12 innings, 12-7. Mount Air over Red Oak 12-2. Griswold beat Red Oak 12-4, and Griswold downs Mount Air in 8 innings, 5-4. Also in softball tournament play on Saturday at the Underwood tourney, it was Shenandoah beating Sydney 11-0. Sydney beat East Mills 18-7. Underwood over Sydney 11-0. Riverside beat Thomas Jefferson 13-7. Riverside outscored Underwood 13-12. Charter Oak Ute downing Thomas Jefferson 13-1. And Charter Oak Ute over East Mills 14-4. In the Otebolt Arthur BCIG tournament on Saturday, Kemper Catholic beat MMC Remsen Union 8-2. Kemper Catholic over Maple Valley 10-8. Also was Maple Valley over Carroll 14-0. Denison beat East Sac County 2-0. Also at the end of the day, it was Denison winning the championship game 7-1 over Newell Fonda. At the Lennox tournament, it was I-35 over Lennox 6-2. Earlham beat Fremont Mills 9-1. Lennox over Earlham 9-8. Also in the Southeast Valley tournament, Southeast Valley beat Glidden-Ralston 9-1. Southeast Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard 6-0. Panorama beat Coon Rapids Bayard 13-3, and Panorama over Glidden-Ralston 13-1. In high school boys baseball on Saturday, regular season play, it was Atlantic over Perry 10-3. Atlantic also beat Trainer 13-3. Perry over Trainer 5-2. Cam over Red Oak 7-5. Southwest Valley beat Essex 18-3. Orient Maxburg beat Southwest Valley 13-1. Also in tournament play, baseball tournament play on the weekend at the Carroll tournament, it was Denison over Logan Magnolia 8-6. Carroll beat Hampton Dumont 4-1. Kemper Catholic over Coon Rapids Bayard 8-4. Also Sergeant Bluff Luton over Kemper Catholic 2-0. Carroll beat Denison 3-1. In the Battle of the Bluffs baseball tournament over the weekend on Saturday, it was Burlington over Thomas Jefferson 4-3. Sioux City East beat Burlington 12-0. Sioux City East over Des Moines Lincoln 5-4. Des Moines Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 7-4. Waukee over Abraham Lincoln 11-3. Waukee beat Sioux City North in 8 innings 5-4. Pleasant Valley over Sioux City North 8-6. Abraham Lincoln beating Pleasant Valley 7-1. Lewis Central topping Mason City 3-2. Lewis Central over Ames 5-1. North Scott beat Glenwood 14-0, and it was Glenwood over Clear Lake by a 4-2 final. TCU routed LSU 10-3 on the second day of the College World Series in Omaha yesterday as Preston Morrison, an eighth-round draft pick by the Chicago Cubs, limited LSU to 5 hits and a run over 7 innings. In the second game, Cal State Fullerton was leading Vanderbilt 3-0 in the bottom of the 6th inning when the rains came. That game will be resumed at noon, actually 11 o'clock our time this afternoon. In case you missed the results from Saturday, Virginia beat Arkansas 5-3 and Florida clobbered Miami 15-3 in the opening of the tournaments. Well, the Kansas City Royals game at the St. Louis Cardinals was postponed by rain after a delay of 2 hours and 31 minutes. The umpires decided not to bother. No makeup date has been determined for the final game of that season series. The Cardinals lead the season set 3-2. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday in the American League, it was Detroit over Cleveland 8-1. Tampa Bay beat Chicago 2-1. The Yankees over Baltimore 5-3. Toronto clobbered Boston 13-5. Houston big over Seattle 13-0. Minnesota beat Texas 4-3. Oakland over the LA Angels by an 8-1 final. In the National League, it was the Mets over Atlanta 10-8. Colorado beat Miami 4-1. Pittsburgh in 11 innings, a 1-0 winner over Philadelphia. Washington beat Milwaukee 4-0. Arizona over San Francisco 4-0. The Dodgers beat the Padres in 12 innings 4-2. And the Cubs beat the Reds 2-1 also in 11 innings. The Golden State Warriors are now one victory away from their first NBA title in 40 years. The Warriors moved on to the verge of the NBA championship by posting their second straight victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers 104-91 behind a 37-point effort by Stephen Curry. Curry scored 17 points in the fourth quarter when he made 5 of 7 shots. At one point late in the game, Curry scored 7 straight to put the game away after Cleveland got within 8 points in the final 2 minutes. As Warriors coach Steve Kerr said, quote, "He took over the game down the stretch. Draymond Green added 16 points and 9 rebounds for Golden State. Andre Iguodala had a great floor game for the Warriors with 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. LeBron James posted his second triple-double of the playoffs with 40 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists. But it wasn't near enough. The Warriors can wrap things up Tuesday night when the series shifts back to Cleveland. Should a seventh game be necessary, it'll take place next Friday, and that would be in Oakland. In NASCAR, Kurt Busch was declared the winner of the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan. That race was called on lap number 139 because of the heavy rains. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was declared the runner-up. In golf, Bernhard Langer is dominating the Champions Tour and other senior events as he's now the first man since Arnold Palmer 30 years ago to win the Senior Players Championship in two straight years. Langer wound up 19 under par after a final round 3 under 68 as he finished 6 shots in front of Kirk Triplett to win in Belmont, Massachusetts. Fabian Gomez of Argentina won his first PGA Tour title by finishing first in the St. Jude Classic as he beat England's Greg Owen by 4 strokes. Gomez started the round tied with Owen atop the leaderboard at 9 under par with 23 players within 4 strokes. Gomez shot 4 under 66 in his final round to take home the winner's check of just over $1 million. And NB Park was the winner of the Women's PGA Championship, the second major of the LPGA season. She shot a final round 5 under 68 to finish 19 under par, and that was 5 shots in front of fellow South Korean Se-young Kim. American Lexi Thompson was third. She was 12 under par. Park has now won the event 3 straight years, and she's regained the number one world ranking in women's golf. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.